Well, we move to the second quarter now. Mountain Home trailing Sheridan 7-0. Bombers with a 4th-and-2 at the Sheridan 4-yard line. They converted a 4th-and-7 earlier on this drive. Let's see if they can keep the drive alive. Tabor just now to the huddle after getting the play from Brian Maddox. 4th-and-2. Again, out of the tee. Long snap count to give to Junior. Junior is very close to the first down. I believe he's got it with the spot on this side. It is.
Yep,
they're indicating first down. Yep. Now, wait a minute. Look at the official on the far side. They give Mountain Home the first down. So the second, fourth down conversion for Mountain Home on this drive.
I think Junior got that with the second effort that time because I don't think he had it the first time. Continue to pump his legs, and then the officials, to their benefit, let him run.
First and goal now for Mountain Home from the Sheridan 2. The give is to Junior. Hit in the backfield, keeps driving. He's inside the 1 and stopped there. So it's going to be second and goal inside the 1 here for this Bomber offense. And I think it's Junior up to 3 more times, however many times it takes him to get in, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, you know, they're just Sheridan's in a 6-5 look. They've got guys in the A-gaps that are just trying to get low and get penetration, take the lineman's feet out from under them. And, you know, you just got to get forward body lane now. The only thing negative, get forward.
Inside the 1-yard line, second and goal for the Bombers. The give to Junior. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home.
No doubt about that one.
Boy, what a great drive, Bob. 65 yards, 2 fourth down conversions.
It was, in a drive that we needed awful bad. You didn't want to turn the ball over. We needed some success and some brightness, and that was it right there.
18-play drive. Now the extra points, and Dawson Tabor will do that. He's been working on his kicking a lot, and he's doing a good job with it. We saw him kick a 38-yard field goal in pregame. Here's the extra point. It is up, and it's good. 10:55 left in the first half. Mountain Home and Sheridan knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
.10:55 left in the first half. Mountain Home, an 18-play, 65-yard drive, taking the wind out of the sails of that Sheridan defense to tie the score at 7. Tabor getting ready to kick off for Mountain Home.
You know, that's what we need. We need to limit them to one possession per quarter.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Here's a little pooch kick, and Sheridan catches it at the 50-yard line.
It's just hard for me to give somebody field position at the 50.
So the Bomber defense comes out. Unfortunately, Sheridan's going to have great field position at the 50. It was Alden Lucas that did the damage on that first drive for Sheridan. Yeah, that 64-yard touchdown run.
All right, looking at tight formation. Look for something wide now.
Two receivers on the right side working from the near hash. Now they'll shift those two receivers to the left side. Bombers sent a couple of DBs out there with them. They've got man coverage. Thomas, here comes the misdirection play.
Same
back to the near side. Yep.
Same play they scored.
That's
on.
Lucas, and the Bombers are going to stack him up at about the 41 after a 9-yard gain.
You know, it defensively, it takes you a while. You can see it on film and watch it, but it's not the same as sitting on the other side of the football and actually seeing it in real time. So, you know, that hopefully they're going to pick up that and recognize those formations and adjust to the what they're doing up there.
They signal the play in from the sideline. They've got the
– they're unbalanced to the left.
Second and one here for the Yellow Jackets. Thomas rolls out to the left side, looking to pass, flushed out of the pocket, turns it upfield, has a first down, knocked out of bounds inside the 35. They're going to mark him right at the 35, a pickup of about six.
Well, we got good inside pursuit, running him out of pocket. We lost penetration on the outside right there. That guy sets the edge over, has got to get off that block and keep his shoulder to the outside. He can't get turned in.
7-yard pickup to the 34-yard line, so a fresh set of downs here for the Yellow Jackets. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home and Sheridan knotted up at 7. They'll shift formations once again. Thomas out of the shotgun. Toss sweep coming to the near side. This is Lucas trying to get to the outside.
Good
and
play.
Well played defensively by Mountain Home's Colton Peters. He's been at the basketball court the last several years, comes out to play football this year, and makes a great stop for a 1-yard loss.
He did a real good job at the time of reading his keys and seeing that, you know, that was a play we saw in warm-up.
Peter starting a strong safety for Mountain Home. Had an injury during the summer. There was a question whether he'd be able to play or not, and good to see him out there. Second down and 11 now for the Yellow Jackets. Thomas to throw.
Bounced.
It was a backwards pass. The referee said it was a backwards pass. The referee on the far side calls it incomplete. The white hat had his hand out behind him, signaling it was a lateral. But the referee on the far side blew it dead, says it was incomplete.
It's like it blinded the guy with the little turf things that blew up.
Well, those pellets do fly up
yes,
sometimes,
they do.
Don't they? Those rubberized pellets. So the incomplete pass brings up third and 11 now for this Sheridan offense. Let's see if the Bombers defense can hold here. Thomas rolling to the left. Now he turns it up, hit at the line of scrimmage.
Good job.
Ahead.
Much better job.
Yes, gain of about 3 or 4 on the play, and that's it. So it's going to be fourth and about 6 coming up here for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, he went to the short side of the field. We did a good job turning him back to the inside, and that's where the pursuit was. And he's kind of slippery, but we did a good job of getting a hold on him.
They'll mark him at the 32, so it's officially 4th and 7. They have to get to the Mountain Home 24-yard line. A big play for this Bomber defense here. With 8:32 left in the first half, we're tied at 7. 4th and 7 here for the Yellow Jackets. Thomas to pass, looks right, now flushed out of the pocket. He's being chased, and he's hit, dropped, sacked, back at the 37-yard line. It's loss of 5, and the Bomber defense holds on 4th down.
That's a good job, right? Who is number 42 for us?
Matt Jones.
They got him listed as 44, but 42 is Matt Jones. He's a sophomore first year to play basketball. He's a basketball player first year to play football, I should say. Did a great job that time.
So the Bombers get the football back at the 37-yard line.
You know, excellent job defensively that time of getting a whole lot better than we were against the first possession. You know, we gave them the ball on the 50, and we're getting it back on the 37-yard line. So that's a pretty good series for us.
First down handoff is to Junior, moving the pile across the 40 out to the 45-yard line. A pickup of 8 on first down for Junior Williams.
And much, much more confidence right there. You could see at that time, hit the line of scrimmage hard. There's a seam. Good job of blocking up front. And once again, once Junior gets his knees up, gets in shape and gets those knees up, he's awful hard to tackle.
I want to point out something after this play here, Bob. Second and 2 for Mountain Home from their own 45-yard line. And it's Junior once again. He has the first down out across the 48 and a fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. Bob, I know you and I noticed early on pre-games, early on in this game, how much Sheridan was jumping around. They were hyped up. They were ready to play. They were excited. That is completely gone after the long Mountain Home drive and then the stop on defense on fourth down by Mountain Home.
Well, it's a big shift in momentum right now. You can see it out there right now. Their defenders got their hands on their hips and looking around, and they're not near as jubilant as they were earlier in the ball game.
Been working with your dictionary in the offseason, haven't you?
Yeah.
Hand off straight ahead. This is going to be Shad with the carry. Picks up one out to the 49.
I'm trying to be more finesse.
It's going to be second and nine here for the Bombers. 7 minutes left in the first half.
I think at some point we don't have a lot of speed in the backfield. But with the emphasis on Junior, getting the football, one of those halfbacks is going to break a decent one at some point in time.
Tabor hands it off to Williams, coming to the near side, fights his way down to the 46-yard line. A pickup of 5 on the carry. So third down here for Mountain Home. Third and 4 now for this Bomber offense.
You know, Junior reminds me of Earl Campbell, like I said last year. You know, he carries the football. He's the last one to get up. You can't hardly make it back to the huddle, but when you give it to him again, he's ready to go.
Yes, he is. 6:13 left in this first half. Bombers and Yellow Jackets knotted up at 7. Third and 4 here for the Bomber offense. And a whistle, and we've got a timeout taken by Sheridan, I believe. Delay of game against Mountain Home.
Ooh, that was quick, wasn't it?
Seemed like it. So instead of 3rd and 4, all of a sudden it's 3rd and 9. First penalty of the ball game. That's unusual for the first game of the season. Usually you see quite a few penalties the first game on both sides, and that's the first one in the game. 5.5 minutes left in this first half.
Let's see, it's 7 seconds left on the play clock.
Well, that was a quick 25-second clock as well. Bombers have to use a timeout. 5:20 left in the first half. We're tied at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
.517 left in this opening half. Mountain Home and Sheridan tied at 7 after the penalty. Instead of 3rd and 4, it's 3rd and 9 here for this Bomber offense. And back to pass, Tabor. Right side, his he throws. Ball caught. First down, Mountain Home. And a great catch by James Swartz. And a great throw by Tabor. Hit as he threw the ball.
Boy, he just had a little wheel route with the back coming out of the backfield right there. And Tabor laid it up. I was afraid he laid it up too. Because the defensive back was closing, but our receiver went up and got it. And once again, a good soft ball, easy to catch. Big play.
Great catch by Swartz. Down to the 40. They needed 9. And they got 11. So a fresh set of downs at the Sheridan 40 for this Bomber offense. And it's going to be Junior Williams straight ahead, and he's going to pick up 2 on first down.
Williams on the carry.
See, right now is where you miss somebody like Isaac or Bryce McKay that can stick it in there and step around the corner with it and stop them from pinching down so hard on the middle.
4:48 left in this opening half. Second and 8 for Mount Sinai, moving right to left here in this second quarter at the 38 of Sheridan. And the inside handoff, Hershberger is going to make his way out to the 44, a pickup of 2 again. I should say the 36-yard line.
Man, it looks like that outside linebacker on the far side, he was running wide at one time with that play action look. Now he's staying home a little bit more, making it a little bit tough to hit that.
So third and 6 here for Mount Sinai from the Sheridan 36-yard line. Brian Maddox, Mount Home head coach, and Carl Owens, who's the defensive coordinator of Sheridan, used to be at Mount Home. They're good friends. And Brian says they've shared a lot of text messages over the last few weeks. This is a chess match right now. Here's Tabor, and he's going to keep it on the option, takes it to the 33-yard line, picks up 3, so it's 4th and about 3 coming up here.
Well, he wanted to pitch that right at the last minute, and he thought the better of it, which is probably a good deal because he had defenders hanging all over him. And the running back was a little bit too close. I'm afraid he'd have flung it right by him.
4th and 3. Mount Sinai converted a pair of fourth downs on their last drive that resulted in points. Let's see if they can convert here. 4th and 3 at the Sheridan 33 with 3:19 left in the first half. Strong right formation. Tabor wants to pass. Looking left side, has a man. Deflected, incomplete. Good job defensively by Tyler Whitaker of Sheridan. Knocks that ball away, intended for Caden Williams.
He was open early, just need to get it there a little quicker on the break.
So the Sheridan defense holds, and the Yellow Jackets get the ball back with 3:07 left in the half. They'll start at their own 33-yard line, working left to right. Pausch into the ballgame, one of those defensive line positions. Thomas will give it to Lucas. Hit and stopped, a 2-yard loss. Great play defensively by Mountain Homes. Brock Boget coming up for that middle linebacker spot.
Boy, he did. He did a good job coming up and getting an initial hit, knocking him sideways and let somebody else clean it up for him.
A loss of 1 back to the 32-yard line. 2nd and 11 here for Sheridan. 2:38 left in the first half. Play being yelled in from the sideline. Thomas to throw it is complete at the 32. A missed tackle and a first down play for the Yellow Jackets out to the 45-yard line.
Just a good effort by their receiver right there to get around that one tackle and a pretty good block by the other receivers out in front of him.
That's the 4th first down of the night for the Yellow Jackets. The Bombers have 7 in this first half. 2:25 left in the first half. We're tied at 7. Sheridan with the ball thrown 45-yard line now. Motion to the near side. Thomas on the misdirection play to Lucas. Lucas hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Well played by the Bombers defensively. And that was Swartz that came up, I believe, and made that play. It was.
Much better job of playing that counter play that they scored on earlier. Somebody staying home and closing back down to the football, getting your head up and watching what's going on.
Swartz came out from that corner position to make the initial contact. A gain of 1, 2nd and 9 with just under 2 minutes left in the first half. Thomas rolling to the right side, looking downfield, fires it, it's incomplete. Well, I'm not sure what was that the receiver's leg it hit?
I believe it was either our leg or the receiver's leg, one of the two. It wasn't close to his hands.
It wasn't. Intended for Hunter Threkeld. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 9 here for Sheridan. 1:52 left in the first half. Trips to the right side now for the Yellow Jackets. Bombers with man coverage on that side. Thomas rolls the pocket to that side, looking to pass. And the ball is complete to the 30, down to the 28-yard line. First down catch made by Rustin Johnson.
Yeah, it was just a good throw and catch right there. Good route run by the receiver. And, you know, they've got to where they're moving the pocket, sprinting the quarterback to the to his throwing arm side, the right side, and two receivers went down around a little F pattern, one short, one a little longer. And
it was a 26-yard pass play down to the 28-yard line. Now a whistle and a timeout by the Bombers. 1:34 left in the first half. We're tied at 7. Sheridan driving. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than half a million homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Well, just before we got back on the air, a touchdown pass by Sheridan.
Well, they had a receiver on a linebacker, defensive tackle, defensive end right there. You know, just by alignment, that's tough for us to defend. He threw a good pass. The receiver looked like he stepped out of bounds, but the official was right there on it. And with this good-shaped turf, he probably had a good view of it.
Bob did an excellent job with our turf report in the pregame, in case you missed it. Extra point is good after the 28-yard touchdown pass from Thomas to Edwards. 1:27 left of the first half. Sheridan leads it 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under ASA Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. ASA Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Here's the kickoff. This is going to bounce at the 20. Fielded at the 14 by Mountain Home. The return across the 20 out to about the 25-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this drive. The return that time by Caden Williams. 1:22 left in the first half. And, wow, that's – boy, that touchdown this late in the first half, that's really a demoralizing
that's
touchdown.
That's demoralizing when they come back. They're going to get the ball to begin the second half with. And, you know, I'd like for us to score right here, but we're not real good at scoring in a minute and 22.
Not a high – or a big play, I should say, big play offense. First down at the 26-yard line, their own 26 for Mountain Home. Sheridan has all three timeouts left if they want to use them on defense here if Mountain Home is unable to move the ball. Here's Junior. Junior sidesteps the defender, across the 30, 35, 40, knocked out of bounds at the 43-yard line. It's a pickup of 17. A
little juke right there. Junior gave him that the limp leg on the right leg and cut back to the outside right there and made a big gain out of it. He was very smart, stepped out of bounds about the time two Sheridan tacklers got there and they hit each other. So it's
a 17-yard run on first down. It's a fresh set of downs now at the Mountain Home 43-yard line with 1:16 left in the half. Bombers have one timeout left. And the ball to Junior again. Cuts it upfield, takes it to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 6. Number 13, Colton White. Wow, they're trying to get Junior out of the middle, and they've had what, 23 yards on the last two plays.
Yeah, Sheridan's going to play a little looser now that it's back up a tight on the line of scrimmage.
Here's Junior bouncing it to the outside, takes on a tackler at the line of scrimmage, and falls ahead for about a 3-yard gain to the 48.
Brought down by number 50, Noah Pruitt.
Pruitt, that nose guard, making the actually defensive tackle, making the stop that time. Third and a yard here for Mountain Home with 34 seconds left in the half.
Do you take one shot downfield right now? Deep.
I don't know.
Probably not. No.
Inside handoff. It's a first down. That's Shot on the carry. And he's got the first down to the 46-yard line. He got two. Ninth first down of the half for the Bombers. So a first down. They're not supposed to start the clock until the chains are set, are they?
Well, not supposed to.
They sure started it early. The ball is going to be spiked by the quarterback, Tabor, to stop the clock with 13 seconds left.
And we spiked it, and Whitehead didn't have his whistle in his mouth, so we lost a second or two while he was putting a whistle in his mouth.
So second and 10 from the 46. 13 seconds left in the half.
Now you see the secondary loosen up a little bit. They've gone to a two deep now instead of a one deep, single deep.
From the Sheridan 46, Tabor to pass. Good protection. Now he's going to be flushed. He's going to tuck it and run, and he's down to the 41-yard line. Timeout Mountain Home with 6 seconds left. A pickup of 5 on the carry for Tabor. 6 seconds left in the first half, 14-7 Sheridan. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
6 seconds left. It's 3rd and 5 for Mountain Home. But with 6 seconds left, you're basically looking at 3rd and 41 here to get into the end zone.
Yes. And, you know, they're going to back up. They're going to give you a 15, 20. Just keep it in front of you and tackle the ball.
Yep.
Ball is on the 41-yard line. 3rd and 5 with 6 seconds remaining in the first half.
From the 41.
I'm not sure we won't. We've got a big receiver out here. Just throw it up. I think it's Matt Jones.
Tabor back to pass. Pretty good protection. Now he's going to be hit, tripped up, and he's down. Ball came loose, but he was down. And that's going to be the last play of the half. So we've got one half in the books. Sheridan leading Mountain Home by a score of 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber Football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.